the physical and mental effects of sightings and alien abductions. There are so much more than we suspect when we are talking about UFOs. There is the secrecy factor, where we are not being given all the facts. Then there is the fright factor in some cases which pertain to most abductions and clothes-up sightings. Let's not forget some people have also seen extraterrestrials. All this must have a mental and or physical effect on some. Think about those who have been abducted. It must have been a frightening experience for them, but what about those who are continuously abducted? How can they bear it? It has to have some effect on them, because it has changed their lives. It makes me wonder how many people have been put into mental hospitals and are on anxiety medicines or even worse. Are the people with outrageous stories who are being laughed at and examined because what they say is true, but not being accepted by society? I have seen many people who were locked up because they insisted they were being watched by aliens. Sure, at first glance, it might sound crazy and these people could have a mental illness, but they may not. Over the years, it seems more evidence has been found some people are under surveillance by beings who are not human. Devices have been removed from their bodies by doctors who claim they are sending out signals, and these devices do strange things like try and move when they are being removed. Another fact we have to think about is some people who have continuous abductions have moved to try and get away, but it didn't work because the extraterrestrials always seemed to know where they were, thus they were probably being monitored. I have watched hundreds of these people during sanity trials, and while the great bulk of them need help, every once in a while, someone would pop up who made you wonder if what he was telling the judge was actually true. That person was not one of the tin hat group. Yes, many wore hats made from aluminium foil hats, and you would know right away they were not right. I always wondered who started that. They would say it kept out the rays from the aliens. But as I said, once in a while you might get someone who insisted they were being watched and the beings watching them were not human. A saying from World War II was "loose lips sink ships." In these cases, talking too much about this got their relatives so worried about them they would have them picked up and brought to the court for a sanity hearing, and in truth, once a judge heard that story, they were off to the hospital to be examined by psychiatrists who were also not sympathetic. Things have changed since then, and we are more tolerant of people who claim to see UFOs or who say they believe they are real and probably piloted by aliens. The experiences I had with these people were over 23 years ago. I still would not recommend a person stating these beliefs in front of a judge if he was picked up for a mental health hearing, however. One of the main reasons is judges do not want to let someone out who might get hurt or die because they will be blamed for releasing them by the press. I have seen this happen also. There are some people who will not go out of their homes. There is a mental disorder which causes this, but there are also people who had alien encounters who might be sitting home every day because something bad happened to them, and sometimes it could have something to do with extraterrestrials. I always point to the fact when some UFOs crash, it is because they have been shot down and not by any weapons in the human arsenal. This seems to indicate not all aliens are on the same side, whatever that side might be. This could mean not every extraterrestrial race coming here, and there are many different ones according to witness testimonies, have respect for human life. I have said this many times before, but a lot of people disappear every year not to ever be seen again. It would be relatively easy to abduct a person if you had some of this alien technology, and never return them, making them available for some really horrible experiments. It is said about 600,000 people disappear every year in the United States. Many of the people reappear, but many don't. We know of interviews with people who were abducted. Many times the abduction events were blocked from their minds, and in only a few cases some began to suspect something was wrong and went for regressive hypnotism. It is suspected by some, however, the abductions might be a lot more than we suspect, and the mind block might have worked on the vast majority of us. That is why I said this could mean there are a lot more abductions than we suspect. Since I am talking here about people that disappear, what about those that don't and we may never know they were abducted? How big could the abduction events be? Could there be hundreds of thousands of abducted or even millions and they are not aware this happened to them? Let's get back and look at some of the people who have mental problems. Could what we think of as mental disease be caused in some cases by the abductions of people who don't even know they were abducted? I am talking about some procedure performed on them which could have caused this. Let's even take this a step further and ask the question, could some alien examinations cause diseases like cancer? Before you laugh me out of the house, we know some people have been abducted, we know they had things done to them, so shouldn't every possibility be investigated? When we look at some of the things which have been done to humans, it seems obvious to me some alien races have no problem performing any kind of test on us, even one which might kill us. There are some real horror stories out there and this is part of what the government doesn't want us to know. There is no doubt an alien abduction is one of the most stressful things which could happen to us and this event alone could cause someone to snap. The human mind might do something to protect itself which could be mistaken for mental illness.